Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
My name is Robin Tate. I am Bongo, the CN on the internet, and have been for many, many years. And you are listening to the latest episode of the Overseas Connection podcast. It's 698 shows that we're in. And today is August the 28th, 2022. We do this every single week on a Sunday evening, 9 o'clock in the UK, roughly, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the least important one, which is the East Coast, and the most important one of all is 3 p.m., which is Central Time. It goes out live on twitch.tv/OC podcast and, of course, the youtubes.com/OC podcast. Tonight is a fantastic time to be breathing. Yeah, it is. We'll get to that in a minute. Tonight, I have a good buddy with me tonight, and Pete Chin is here. Hiya, Pete.
Hello, Robin.
Hey.
Just the two of us.
It's just the two of us, yeah. If Mark was here right now, he'd be playing the It's just the two of us. Yeah, here, would you stop leaning over and trying? Oh, what are you sucking down there? Oh. Anyway, Pete has joined us. He's been partying all day today. So it's just Pete and I. And a quick explanation. Greg and Cindy have, sadly, some family business to deal with. An uncle of Cindy's had passed, and they have to deal with that. And that's horrible. But and all our love goes with them. Absolutely. Lots of hugs. Kim has rugrats everywhere right now. They're dropping out of her left, right, and center. And, you know, pick up another one, love. Throw it in
dropping
the sink.
Dropping out of her.
She's, yeah, dropped another one. And another big shout out to our friend Phil. Phil Olson. He is a heart stopper, an absolute fantastic man. And we're glad that Phil is still breathing tonight. Look after yourself, Phil. Phil was sick there. Thank God for Fitbit. That's all I shall say. Thank God for Fitbit.
Unbelievable.
So, there's just the two of us. We're going to talk about video games. We talk about video games from a wise perspective of senior isle fellas now, and more gentlemen, wise, mature. Yeah. And as Greg would say, we buy our own beer or something like that. Beer, cheers, beer. You've had enough. Okay, let's go straight to it. Story time. My goodness, here we are. We are here, Pete. Tell me, why are you a bit intoxicated this evening?
I am intoxicated. I'm really sorry. I do feel a bit Oh dear. It's my Uncle Trevor's birthday tomorrow. And he's an avid Wolverhampton Wanderers fan who play in the Premier League. I don't know, absolutely jack shit about football, right? But I remember, because I do his shopping every single week, and I take his shopping every Friday, and he said to me, I'm going to be in the pub on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to watch the Wolves match. And I know it's his birthday tomorrow, and I can't see him tomorrow. So I thought, well, do you know what? I'll get Shell, and I'll see if my mum can be available as well, and we'll go around and see him. So I invited my mum and dad over for lunch today, for Sunday lunch. And we had a lovely lunch, and then my dad went to bed, as he does, because he's getting on a bit now, and he likes to have his nap.
What is his birthday? What is the age?
81.
Wow.
Yeah, so I dropped my dad off, come back, got a taxi, went to the pub, and seen him. Oh, do you know what? He was just shocked when he seen us, and he was like, my Uncle Trevor's like a hard guy, you know, he's a man's man. And he was filling up. He's filling up when he's seen us. He was nearly crying, bless him. He was, yeah. And I got, so we turned up, and I I got him yesterday. I went to the Wolverhampton Wanderers football ground, and I got him a Wolves top, the newest one that's out. And I got his name put on the back, and I put his age on the back as well. You know, and a lot of people put like number 9 and stuff on the back. I just thought, nah, fuck it. I'll just stick his age on. And he found that quite amusing. I don't know how much. I don't know whether he was just pretending to find it amusing or what.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Yeah. You know, that's one thing I have never, ever owned in my life. I have never, ever owned a football top of any shape or form.
Any really? Well, who's the local football team to you?
Oh, I don't know. It's Northern Ireland. Yeah. Your local league. So Ballymena, the Ballymena FC are a pretty big team. Here they're pretty successful. But the big teams over here would be Linfield, Glentoran. Those sorts of guys. Yeah. And then over here you would have, again, the political divide. There's the Celtic Rangers support for the Scottish.
Yeah, I've heard of Celtic. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I've never had a Liverpool or a Man United. The kids, yes, but football really has never been my thing.
I had a Wolves top years ago, a white one. And I know my brother used to support Man United, Mike. I don't know if he does now, but I don't know if he was just taking side with Mom and supported Man United. But I know my brother had a Man United strip. But yeah, we both hate football, really. We don't get on with it at all. And it was quite overwhelming, really, going to that shop yesterday at the football ground. You know, you see all these different tops and all the shorts, the socks, and like they're all in some certain order. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what tops which, and I don't know. I just thought, well, I'll get this one, and apparently it was like the latest one that come out. But I don't know. It's so expensive as well. Do you know
what is the top? 50 quid or
£55 for the top right, and then I paid for the personalisation at the back, which is £12, and then apparently to have a Premier League badge on the right arm, just a little badge, is £4, but I thought, well, I best have that as well, because it's quite particular, and he'll pick that out, I would imagine. So, yeah, it was 71 quid altogether for a top.
Is he still playing for Wolves?
So, 71 quid.
Wow, 71 quid. Holy
That's
crap.
That's a lot of money, really, isn't it? Yeah, you know, if you buy for your family, like your kids and stuff, when a new top comes out.
Do you know what? He's 81. He's worth it. You should have stuck a tenner in it for you as well. There's 81 quid's worth with 81 on the back. There you go, mate.
I bought all of his drinks, so he's happy with that. But what about, imagine if you had like 4 or 5 kids and you went to the game and...
Tell me about it.
Jesus.
We've got Liverpool, Man United supporters in the house here.
All right, okay.
And then between Charlie and his F1 gear is...
So you buy quite a lot then, all that
it's
stuff.
It's expensive for you to... Yeah, it's kind of nutty. Judith buys some dodgy football kit from eBay now and again because you just can't keep up with it.
The F1 stuff, what would you buy? I didn't realise there was a seasonal thing. Charlie
just got a new Verstappen t-shirt and a Red Bull hat, which was like the hat was 25 or 30 quid, and the top t-shirt, just a basic t-shirt, was like £40. It's ridiculous how much they stick their hands into you for this stuff.
Is that a seasonal thing as well? Like,
every year they change slightly. Your last year's model. Yeah, that me.
That's mad. So anyway.
What do you do? So you just had a good day then. That's great.
I have, yeah. It's been really good with Trevor. Yeah, we give him a little surprise.
At least you're a good nephew. I mean, because your brother, I mean, he's swanning around gay Paris, taking fancy photographs, upskirts of the Eiffel Tower.
Hey, those photographs are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They're right, aren't they?
Yeah, he's got a decent eye on him, as I'll Mike Chen. Well, Mike is going to be 30. This is real age. I can't believe it, actually, because he was just a nipper when I first met him. He's going to be 37 years old on the 3rd of September, just in case you forgot, Pete. Happy birthday to you, Mike, and I hope you have a great time. I don't know if you'll still be in Paris or not, but have a good old time when you're out there. Okay, what else have you been up to through the week?
I've sold my house.
Oh, fantastic, mate.
Fuck. Sold my house. Brilliant.
You didn't gamble it away. You said you were going to like gamble, play cards for it or something.
No, I could talk about it now. So I couldn't talk about it before, but people at work now. So I'm actually going to move into where I work. So there's a property at work and the director's moving. I couldn't talk about it before. So the director's moving. I'm going to be moving into that property. The first person that come to the house and viewed it already put an offer in before he even
you mentioned seen this the last house. Week. Isn't that crazy?
I couldn't believe that. But apparently, this guy is in the military and he works away a lot, so he struggles to get to the appointments for the SGR rounds and stuff. So. Uh-huh. He just thought, well, he would put in an offer just to show that he's got genuine interest. He's been messed around a lot. They've been accepted for a house and then it fell through. And then I went for another one and that fell through because of finances with another person in the chain. So he saw our house, got here, viewed the house, and he was like, great. And then he sent an email, or should I say, the estate agent sent an email and said, they want to view it again. They want to review the house. So he brought his wife this time, and I was okay. Like, review the house. Oh my God, are they going to start chopping down the price and all that stuff? But they come along on yesterday, on Saturday morning, and they were like, we really like the house. It's exactly what we wanted. We wanted to buy a 2-bedroom terraced house and to do the loft up to have it to have a livable space upstairs, and this is—it's already done.
It's already done.
Lot's done. I'm sat in it now. Yeah,
brilliant.
So it's like it's perfect, and it's at the right price. So we just want to go. We just want to go with it. And then I contacted the estate agents and just double checked that they were okay. But yeah, they're all right. So
you're going to be mortgage free, Pete.
We're
going to be mortgage free. Isn't that good? Yeah.
So that is great. It's good news for us.
Well done. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Very stressful time. When do you move then?
Well, the director reckons she's going to be moving by the middle of September to the start of October. So I reckon we'll have enough time because I work there as well. The good thing is I can just take a parcel at a time when I go to work, or a car full at a time. And I'll just whatever. I'm just easy going. I'll just take it as it comes. And hopefully by the middle of October we'd have moved then. The only thing is I've got to sort out there is the internet. I've got to work that out. I might have to come on the podcast inside work from my office or something.
Do the house not have fiber or access to it? Or
no, it's completely separate. It's like a 10-acre ground, so okay. It's completely on its own entity, so I'm going to have to...
Any cables anywhere near you? Well, I mean, no, you never know. But there's a phone line. You can check it out anyway.
But I'll do it from in work, if worst case scenario. So the other thing I've been doing as well is going down that YouTube rabbit hole of looking at things, because eventually we want to live on a narrowboat.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Rosie and Jim?
Yeah, like Rosie and Jim. Like, do you know what? Do you know what's really funny? Shell said if she could change the name by Deepole, she'd like the name Rosie, and it'd be quite a good boat name, really. Rosie and Chin.
Rosie and Chin.
We could do
Rosie
it.
And Chin.
We could
Rosie
do it.
And Chin. So yeah, very good. Good.
We eventually want to move onto a narrowboat to travel up and down the country and do a little video, do some vlogging, and do some bits and bobs and. Yeah, we've just been watching YouTube videos.
Just here to see the putt noise.
Yeah,
you get away. We get a wee captain's hat and everything.
Well, I'll stick it on the dog. I don't know about me. The dog can have that.
And is that something you've always wanted to do?
We've always had itchy feet. We've always, like, even my dad said today, my mom was like, "Oh, we've never been able to hold Pete down." He's just ever since he's been. 6, 7, 8 years old, he's always been running out the house and running off and coming back too late or whatever, or coming back a lot of the times that he said that he's supposed to come back and or we said. And I've just always done it. I've always wanted to just get out there and just see stuff. And this gives us a huge chance to look at, like, the canal network across the whole, or some of the UK, and... Yeah, it's like...
You're going to have to buy a motorbike or something like that there that you can get to work if you're elsewhere.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I'll move to work. Like I say, I was on about just... And I'll probably stay there 2 or 3 years and then I'll start moving on. And I've mentioned that to a few people now. I'll probably start moving on then afterwards. And I'll either get a work from home job. If I can save enough money, we'll probably do 2 or 3 years not doing anything at all, just traveling.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I think it's a brave thing to do. And people are saying, well, God, what? You can't work. What are you going to do with the car? Blah, blah, blah. But if we don't do it now, Robin, if we did it in 10 years' time, we'll be too old.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what? Seize the day, carpe botum, and all that there stuff. Seriously, you don't want to go through life going, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. We should have done that. And even if you do it and you hated having to empty the potty out there, you know, once a day and going to fetch fresh water and being fucking cold at 4 o'clock in the morning because it's horrible.
No, but the thing is, I've been looking at the boats and they hold like 90 gallons of water, not 130 gallons of fuel. It's not like you're gonna freeze like overnight. If you plan it well, it's fine. But I don't know. I just feel like that we just need to do this stuff now. And, you know, it's not like we're self-made millionaires. We've not got loads of money. We're just going to try, have a go. And, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Sorry. But anyway, that's enough about me.
That's fantastic. Been a busy, busy week, one way or another. I took the last couple of days off. I took Thursday and Friday off. Thursday was results day over here for kids with GCSEs.
Okay.
And Charlie's results was coming out, and then he had organised his college for the apprenticeship thing that he's doing. And he came through with fantastic results. Sorry, I'm just looking at the chat. And he could go on to further education, do A-levels, whatever he wanted. But he is set. He wants to do and continue on with his apprenticeship as an electrician. And fair play to him. He's loving it. And even if, you know, after a year, if he changes his mind, he could still go on and to college if he wanted to. But he's got an aptitude for this electrical stuff. He hasn't electrocuted himself yet. And I support him all the way. So I'd look, we got him all sorted out.
What's he doing? An apprenticeship? Sorry, I went back to the chat.
An electrician.
I did that. That's what I did when I left school. So is he working for somebody direct, or is he just doing a course?
Yeah, no, he's working for somebody. So he goes to tech. He'll be going to tech one day a week. And one of the contractors that I do a lot of work with on my sites, they sub in electrical contractors.
Yeah.
And the guy he's working with is one of those guys, a fellow called Ryan, who I've known for years. And he has already has one apprentice and wanted another one, and Charlie has been the perfect fit. Charlie, as well as doing lots of other work like in houses and offices, he will sometimes come across my work as well.
Yeah.
And on Friday I was at a site meeting, and the owner of the building company was there, a fellow called David. Yeah. He says, I seen Charlie there the other day. He's working away. And every time I see him, I'll make sure I give him some good stick and good kicking. But he's working well, and he's a good lad. And he'll do well at this. So that's lovely to hear that. So that was that. So I took Thursday and Friday off. On a personal note, then there was a lot of stuff going on in this little room. So
your pool table, it's still there.
Pool table is here, you can see, but it's taken apart. See the middle bits?
Yeah.
So underneath the cover, I have released the slate. It's a massive, really heavy thing. So there's a guy who's bought it. He stuck a big deposit down on it. He's off from Greece this week. He's coming back. So that'll get picked up this week. But it'll need 6 people to get the slate out. And then...
6?
It's a big, thick slate bed, one piece. And with the felt, sometimes they come in 3 bits, but that's one big slate slab. He'll be back this week, and that will hopefully be away. So the PC stuff, Dan helped me out very, very well. We put an order in last Sunday morning, and all the parts arrived on Tuesday, and I started the build on Tuesday evening. got it all sorted together. And then almost when I was complete, we can't, Dan and I kind of realized that, we ordered the wrong motherboard because I have this, I have DDR5 super duper Dominator RAM, and the board wouldn't take it only on up to DDR4. So I contacted Scan Computers the next morning and said, hey, I've messed up here. Can you take this back? So it's on its way back, but and they'll credit me, but I ordered another board. So it arrived, and it's the build, because you don't build computers that often. You know, well, most people don't. So it's like every 10 years. And the last time that I built a computer probably was the one that I'm on now. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. This thing that I built has a radiator that you would have on a fucking Ford Escort. It's a radiator. It's like a foot wide. That, you know, it's that size there. Water-cooled radiator. Just, blah. Now, building a PC, it ain't that bad. I just had to get my head around this. This radiator has 3 fans. Where you connect it, it has this thing that looks like you're like a stethoscope that goes on top of the processor or on top of Phil Olson's chest. It's like a stethoscope thing. So once I got my head all around that and the second board had arrived, everything went together pretty quickly. And I got it finished at 1 a.m. No, sorry. The PC was built and running with Windows on it by about midnight on Friday night. Okay. And then I connected it up to the quad screens behind me here in the sim rig.
Okay.
And got it all buttoned up. Inside, it's all these wonderful, there's glowing lights all over the place. It's like a friggin' disco. And I, about at 1 a.m., I fired up a set of Corsa and done 2 laps. At this point, 5 to 1, Judith's phoning me in here going, where are you? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, for God's sake, Judith. So that was Friday night. So where are we now? Today is Sunday. So Saturday, I had chainsaw on hand, so I had a big tree to take down with a neighbor, and I'm doing that, and I had to doing the hot tub stuff, so I had no time on Saturday.
You did that yourself?
What,
fell in a tree?
Yeah.
And how big's a tree?
It's big enough. Yeah, it'll keep us going all winter, put it that way. Oh, for winter fuel. Heck. So the chainsaw, and because the tree was sort of in, there's a stream at the back of my house, so my neighbor had a big, like a digger with a telescopic dumper thing. So that wouldn't fall into my garden and break all my fence. We tied a rope to it. So Stanley goes, and this is Stanley that's killed everything. Yeah. Stanley with a shotgun. He says, yeah, you stand on the bucket there and I'll lift you up. So here's me with my chainsaw in my hand and standing on the front of this big tipper duck. You know, no harness, no nothing. You know, just hold on tight there, boy, and tie that rope to that tree, and then we'll come back down, and then you go your chainsaw and cut it, and I'll put it with a digger to make sure it goes that way. So there was about eight big trunks came down that way with me up on the ladder.
It's quite frightening, isn't it? I was surprised that you did that on your own. Because there's a tree that's on the front of our work on the driveway, and It's gotta be 60 foot, I'd say, in height.
Yeah.
Massive thing, a beech tree it was. And
40 feet, yeah.
And this tree, I took loads of pictures on my GoPro, and I'm gonna do a time lapse video of it. And there was 5 people, like professional arborists.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
And it's quite frightening.
Stanley, you know, as Kim said, Stanley is an Irish redneck. Absolutely. He loves big diggers, tractors, shotguns, all that sort of stuff. Oh, works in cars, all that stuff. He said, yeah, we're all, you cut it there and you make sure you can stand back because it might jump back at you. So make sure you can get out of the way. And yeah. So the trees came down and we stripped all the little branches off them, cleared up all the rubbish, cut them into sizable pieces, put them over to the corner of the field. And now I'll stick them on the horse and cut them into block sizes, and then get my log splitter going with my. And so over the next week or two, I'll get that, and I'll be my winter fuel sitting ready there. So there was that, and then last night, then we took Joshua, my eldest, was up, and Charlie, we took them to a really, really, really nice restaurant. And Joshua drove his Mini, like a go-kart. He's got a wee sporty Mini. Judith and I, me climbing into the back of him, I got in the back seat, you know. It's funny, like old man trying to get in and get out. Went to this beautiful restaurant in Belfast. It's called James Street in Belfast. Michelin star, very, very fancy. Charlie, of course, had a starter. He was having caviar and blah, blah, blah. Bottles of Prosecco. Really good martini I had. We had a couple of bottles of Prosecco. Some fantastic food. And came home, and then we had a babysitter last night, and I came home and I had, you know, the honey vodka you mentioned to me?
Honey vodka?
Yeah. It's like syrupy stuff. Well, I had a big glass of it before I went. Then we had two bottles of Prosecco. Now, Charlie had a glass, and Josh was driving. So between Judith and I, we had two bottles of Prosecco at my martini. I came home and sat with the babysitter, and I had another couple of big glasses of honey. So I was feeling a bit delicate this morning. I got to be honest with you. I didn't take my magic powder before going to bed, and I should have. In fact, I woke up this morning, and my glasses were on the bed, and the phone was on the bed, and I looked at my phone, and at whenever time it was, midnight time or around there, I was typing a lengthy WhatsApp message, a funny thing about whatever I was doing, and I was down to about a paragraph, and I woke up in the morning, and the WhatsApp page is still live, and it's unposted. I fell asleep typing the message in bed. So that doesn't happen to me very often. Anyway, big PC is up and going. One extra thing happened this week. My old Facebook marketplace, I keep an eye. And there was a Fanatec steering wheel and pedals. And yeah, I went and got it as well.
So okay, two questions then, Eddie. Yeah, story.
Terrifying.
One, does Judith know about how much you've spent on the PC?
No, it's 1,200 quid.
But does she know how much you've spent on the PC and everything?
It's 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
1,200 pounds.
I mean, really spent. So, and the second question is, what was his grades, Charlie?
Oh, he got 4 A's, 6 B's, a merit and something else, blah, blah, blah. And he got a C in RE. And I give him such a stick from RE. Do you know what? Jesus will be really, really annoyed with him. He still passed, but he scraped into heaven just about no more.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
So, yeah, he's a bright cookie. So, fair play to him. So, yeah, I want to try and I want to try and do this, okay? Stoic silence is 1,200 with a deviation variance of 50%. I'd say you're more like 150% maybe. So I want to try and do the show as quick as I can, because today the Formula One was on. Watched the Formula One this afternoon, and Joshua was here, and he's a real F1 22. He drives. Dad, can I use your PC today? And he's in a league, so he was racing most of the afternoon. So I haven't sat in my sim yet at all. Now, there's still tons to
do. Is this where the selfish is coming from?
Yeah. So I mean, I adjusted the angles of the quad screens. And there's a whole pile of other stuff that you have to do. There's a whole pile of fiddly stuff. So I'm just dying to get into it and give it a go. Because I literally have run two crappy laps with no setup. So I want to try and get through the show tonight and go and have a blast. Because I'm off tomorrow. It's a bank holiday here in the UK tomorrow. And I'm off for one more day. And
right.
And the kids all start. Well, Jasmine starts school, primary one, on Tuesday. Oh, and we got another library book. Another foster kid arrived with us on... When was that?
How many have you got now altogether?
We've just got four at the moment. This week, okay. Chapel. So
Corey
Taylor, Jasmine, and our new library book. He's with us for 3 weeks. He's 9 years old. It's his birthday tomorrow. He's a nice enough wee fella, but he arrived on Thursday. He's 9 years old, and I think he's been through 8 foster homes. 9 years old. He went to school. Really, oh, yeah, that's right. It was Friday. Sorry, was it Friday? You're right. No, Thursday.
And you've got him for 3 weeks, and then he's got to move on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So,
oh, it's really sad.
Yeah. He went to school on Thursday morning. His foster care that he was with seemingly got sick. We think had a bit of a breakdown or something. And he was collected from school by the social workers and brought here. He had no idea. Oh, isn't that terrible? Awful.
He ain't gonna want to leave after being at yours.
See, here, like, see, Dan's in chat saying, "Look, I give him a budget of 1,500 quid. I stuck as closely as possible to the 1,500 quid for the CP and GP and motherboard." Now, you've said this before, Dan, and I know you did. And I added, I want, yeah, two of those state-of-the-art hard drives, those solid-state things. Not even the solid-state that I knew. The hard drives are like little blocks. You see, like 10 big Lego blocks you just clip in, and I added a neck fancy case, and I added
just a whole some strippers fanning it down.
Yeah, Dan did a fine job. I expanded the process a lot, but then the rig itself, and then the quad screens, and yeah, anyway, it gets out of hand.
It is me thinking that I said to Robin earlier, if you fell out of me or something, or don't you like podcasting with me, because he wants to just get off the show quickly. And he does. He just wants to play around on his little dick.
Yeah,
his little steering wheel.
Yeah, so he sounds good on you, right? Gamers are expert liars when they buy stuff. I don't think it's just gamers. It's men. So something costs you 100 quid. How much did that cost you? We automatically discount Bentley's to third.
Good on you.
How much is that? It was 100 quid. That was 70 quid. Honestly,
you work your ass off. So why not spend a bit of time?
The hell? Anyway, so lots of stuff. I'm looking forward to playing with my machine. We've got lots of stuff going on. Kids all starting back. So I've had a nice couple of days. So there we go. Okay, let's talk about some video games. Okay, shall we do that? It's a video game. Pete, can you see that stuff? Because the new releases, I've updated all the new stuff. So I don't know if you can see that, because probably everything in here Kim bought last week.
Yeah, just about. So Games of Gold for September. I can see Crossbane.
It's a Warhammer game, yeah.
And Mulaka. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And Zone of the Enders.
Oh,
but I can't read the next one.
You should know that. That looks like, is that Shogun or Street Fighter or what is it?
No, it's not Street Fighter. I don't know what is it, like Samurai Shogun 2 or something like that. I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter, because there's going to be some interesting news about Games of Gold in the news. PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation. Overcooked, All You Can Eat, Hitman 2, and Predator Hunting Grounds. And then on Amazon Prime, there's quite a few actually. Assassin's Creed Origins, Middle Earth, so that's a Shadow of Mordor, a Game of the Year edition. Football Manager 2022, The Dig, Defend the Rook. Oh, is that a chess game? Wii, The Revolution, Castle on the Coast, Word of the Law, Death Mask Collector's Edition. I've never heard of that. And then on Stadia Pro for September, we've got Troy 6 Infinite, Yars Recharged, Spiritfarer, Overcooked All You Can Eat as well, PJ Masks Hero of the Night, and then also on Epic Game Store, we've got Ring of Pain. That's only available until September the 1st, so grab that while you can. Knockout City Armazillo, and that's a DLC pack between September the 1st and September the 8th. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, and that's available between September the 1st and September the 8th. Submerged Hidden Depths, and that's also available between the 1st and 8th of September. So that's pretty much all of your September run-up.
Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to jump out to one little thing in the news, and then we'll come back to what we've been playing.
Okay.
So September 2022 is the end of the Xbox 3 era as far as Games with Gold is concerned. So it'll be the final month to include two Xbox 360 titles, although the rest of the service, it's going to continue alongside Xbox Game Pass. So that's the end of it. Game Pass continues to receive a mixture of titles each month that reflects its growing importance to Microsoft's wider gaming business. And while Games with Gold remains limited in its scope to Xbox One and Xbox Series X consoles, Game Pass has the potential to open up new doors and different platforms to fresh players. Games with Gold has been a mainstay for Xbox consoles since 2013, and it's always featured a free 360 title each month. But September's Games with Gold is scheduled to be the last to offer two games from the older console generation. So they're saying that it's really nothing to do with the backward compatibility stuff. It's the capabilities are there. It's just the things have moved on. They're still doing backwards compatible stuff to the catalog. They have said we've reached the limit of our ability to bring Xbox 360 games to the catalog. However, Games with Gold will continue to include other titles. So they've they've done a lot of stuff there. So there's a lot, nearly most of the back catalog is available, which is nice.
I would much prefer them to just release three games though, of more later titles than the two 360 360 titles with Games of Gold. I don't know what you think, but
yeah, look, I've went back and played a few of them. I mean, the only one, they didn't do Aliens Colonial Marines, which I'm really miffed about. I would love to went back. Yeah, absolutely. Zone of the Enders, okay. How many have we actually went back? How many of us actually went back and played 360 titles?
I haven't.
A couple, but not a lot.
No.
So, anyway, have you had any chance to play anything this week?
I'm like a broken record with Cuphead. I've played Cuphead, the DLC, what's it called? Delicious Last Course. And we've managed to get to the last boss.
You'd said that last week. You're still in the last boss? God, you're crap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we can't defeat him. It's hard. It's tough.
Sometimes you need to walk away for a day or two and then come back fresh at it.
We play this once a week, Robin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
You will, and the feeling of success will be fabulous.
Yeah. And yeah, it's one thing that we'll celebrate together as father and son. And there's another game that I played this week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've seen it pop up on Game Pass, and it's the old 16-bit version, I think. Mm-hmm. So I seen it there. I was like, oh, wow. I can remember playing. Do you remember the 4-player arcade?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to download this and just have a quick go at it. So I played the first two levels and beat Rocksteady and Bebop.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I had the boys here when I got one of those little consoles, like the 4,000 games in one job.
Yeah.
And I got the four controllers with it. That was one of the first things.
Oh,
I sat down with Corey and Taylor and myself and another library book at the time. And we went right through it and played the whole arcade game.
Yeah.
And that was good fun.
These games are never going to die, are they? They're just...
Yeah, they keep
they're just going. Always going to crop up, aren't they? They're great
historical fun. Documents.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're brilliant. They're good to play as a crowd, even on your own. I was on my own playing it. I do wish, just a crowd of us could play it in the living room and reminisce. But even just on my own, I fired it up and it was great fun. But that's just me. I've not done anything else. What about you?
I did. Well, two laps of a set, of course, in my rig. I did have some good races through the week. There in it as well. Yesterday I was dirty pig at the end of the chainsaw stuff, and I sat down and ran a couple of laps in Formula One 2022 in the rig, just literally three laps, and it's very, very fast, too fast for me. Played some more God of War this week on my deck.
What do you reckon?
It's really good. Is
the story getting you now?
Yeah. It's loving it. It is very, very good. Hacky and slashy. And I can, with the Steam Deck, you can pick up and play and instant on and away you go.
Do you still think that it's hack and slash, a lot of it?
Yeah. You have to shield up and guy come in the back, and then you have to wee boy shooting arrows now and again.
Yeah.
But it's
good.
How far have you got? Not that far. No, I mean, when I say I played, I played maybe another half an hour, three quarters of an
hour. Oh, huge.
So, yeah, but it's a big enough game, isn't it? So,
yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep at that. And when I'm traveling now, oh, masturbator, builder, okay. I just noticed in the notes. In my notes where I said, you know, bits and bobs, but not a lot of anything is what I've done this week. And then it says masturbator builder. That, DeLacy, Kim, was that you? Stoic Silence is asking, do we ever play World of Tanks, these sort of free-to-go stuff? World of Tanks was something that guys dabbled with. I remember being at an EGX in London or Birmingham, and I was there with Mike and Stu and a lot of the guys, and we all laughed at World of Tanks when it was first launched. It was their first time everybody seen it at EGX, and this is crap. This is never going to take off, and it turned out to be one of the biggest games of all time. So we were very, very wrong. I am probably going to dabble into, the guy I bought the wheel off is part of a racing league here in the UK and Ireland, and they play a thing called iRacing.
Oh.
And it is sort of free to play. You can't play the free, but there's a lot of extra content you can buy. So have I done much of that? No, my kids play a lot of the stuff that all the kids play, which is, what is the shooty, like PUBG,
Fortnite and
all that crap.
Apex,
yeah.
Legends and all that.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I haven't. And I don't think any of us really do that much of the free-to-play stuff. By the way, that game that we talked about, just to go back a wee bit, Defend the Rook, is a strategy game based around chessy stuff. So that
I'm going to have a look.
Chessy strategy type stuff.
Is that on the PlayStation?
What was that on? Amazon Prime. So it's a PC type thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, never know. Yeah, so has it been a bit weak for us that way? Anyway, we're just going to talk a wee bit of news, and we promised to play more. There was Gamescom this week, and I did catch Gamescom on the stream and there, and people were chatting away and all of that sort of stuff. There does look to be some good stuff, but I didn't pay enough attention to it. I'm really sorry. We should be reporting and talking about Gamescom and what we thought about it all.
Greg will mention it next week, no doubt.
He will. Greg, it's all up to you, mate. Yeah. You're the professional. Stoic Silence says his son's favorite series is Total War franchise, but I suspect they're running out of time periods to cover, as modern weapons would not work with the combat system. I know nothing about Total War. Phil might be your man. He's a strategy guy. Yeah. He likes all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And there are guys out there. Dan will play a lot of these sorts of things as well. So, there are guys out there in the community. And by the way, we have a really active WhatsApp group. And if you wanted to be part of the WhatsApp group, contact myself at Bongo the Sane on Twitter if you want to, and then fire me off your telephone number. And we'll get you into the OCP, Overseas Connection Podcast, What's Next group. And it's always very active. There's messages there every day, and some of them mostly game-related. But sometimes it gets very silly. So it's always good fun. Okay, a little bit of news. A little bit of news.
A little bit.
Now, Greg DeLacy was talking about Madden 23 last week.
Yeah. You
remember? And he's saying, oh, it's great, and it's got this new thing. Well, the title of this news article is Madden 23 is so bad, even the NFL pros are dragging it. I don't think it's setting the world alight. EA's latest football game is getting terrible reviews from just about everyone, Pete.
Do you get this on day one on EA, on the EA game?
A trial, I believe.
Maybe. Really? So you don't get the full game?
Bad.
So what, people are paying £60 for this?
Yeah.
That's
another year, another Madden. This time around, however, EA devs promised the most polished version in years. The reality appears to be much different as negative reviews pour in on Steam and Metacritic. In fact, even some NFL pros featured in the game are trashing it.
Oh, God.
First game out on Madden 23 hung £50 on a kid. Don't get it twisted, though. Game is still hot garbage. I don't know. That was probably sounded better from the guy that said it. That was tweeted by New York Giants receiver Darius Slayton a day after its early access launch. It's just its first week. Madden 23 had been a lightning rod for all sorts of frustrations. Despite new-gen field sense technology that's supposed to make every play feel more organic and lifelike, and an overhauled face of the franchise career mode, bugs and other shortcomings remain. It's still Madden for better or for worse, wrote Polygon's own Good. Plenty of people have decided it's for worse. Greg, you're wrong.
Okay. He'll be back to defend that next week.
It's not so bad. I quite like it. So, you know. Okay. This week they announced that the PS5 was going to have a price hike.
Oh, God, I heard about this.
Yeah, and Microsoft and Nintendo won't be raising console prices for now.
Yeah.
So, as inflation continues to be a problem, many wonder if Xbox or Nintendo will raise console prices like Sony. Earlier on Friday, Sony announced that in most regions, PlayStation 5 would see a price increase as a result of Joe inflation.
Mm.
Mm. In response to this news, people began questioning whether other console makers would enact similar price increases. Well, Nintendo and Microsoft came out to say, no, not for now, but they've kind of left the door wide open for price increases. So the companies don't make that much from the hardware, so we're told. So maybe it was hurting them a wee bit too much. So I think the prices are going up by about 50 quid. Now, they did say it wasn't happening in America. It was, I think Greg was so chuffed it wasn't going to happen in America. He gave us the middle finger. It was happening all over the world in Europe. So what do you do? I'm really interested to see what they actually do with an Xbox, or sorry, a PS5 Slim. I watched one of these guys on YouTube the other day, Pete, and he's a gadget guy, like a DIY fella, and he made one. So he took the PS5 apart and he made a beautiful little like titanium case.
Okay.
And got everything into it and made this beautiful little device. He says, yeah, maybe it'll be like this.
What, completely reshaped the console?
Yeah, yeah. And he does it really professionally. All the stuff that he does is really, really slick. So that's probably coming. That'll probably come. But
do you know what, though? I've got one of those Xbox Series S. And I can't fault it, man. It's so it's so quick. It's brilliant. For the price as well, 250 quid. You've just got. It's a no-brainer to invest in that just to get into modern games and the modern versions and blah blah blah.
I can't believe the size of it. It's like it's tiny, tiny.
Yeah, because I've got one on the back.
And
of
you know
TV.
What small looks like, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I handle it every day when I go for a pee-pee. But it's behind my TV, the Xbox Series S, and because the dog just bites everything, and the PlayStation, I've not played it hardly. I dread to put that downstairs in the living room because he would just be eating it like God knows what, and I've got no real tiny space just to put that because it's like an old VHS, like a top loader.
How did you get it up there? Maybe it was a forklift or a...
I got it craned in, took the roof. Oh man, it's huge.
It is. I'm just seeing them in the flesh. They're just unbelievably big. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, Xbox boss says exclusives aren't the future while the company buys up exclusives. Phil Spencer and Stoic Silence, we'll maybe get to some of this part in there as well that you mentioned earlier. Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, recently described the progress of Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard as heading in a positive direction as the company awaits regulatory approval of the deal that would see it owning widely popular franchises such as Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. He also believes that we're likely to see exclusives play less and less of a role in the console space moving forward. These comments come after Xbox recently acquired Bethesda Softworks, making upcoming highly anticipated games like Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 console exclusive to Xbox, and seeks to finalize the aforementioned Activision deal. Now, Stoic Silence was asking, do you think we'll see another Fallout game? Yes. But those guys are so slow at doing this sort of stuff between Skyrim and Fallout and all that sort of stuff.
But the fan base is so massive, so
yeah, they'll want it. They'll buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
So in a preview of an interview with Bloomberg's Emily Chang due to air tonight, which would have been on Saturday, Bloomberg Studio at, yeah, I'm sure it's on the web now, Phil Spencer touches on a variety of topics, including the company's recent moves to acquire Activision Blizzard, scrutiny of Activision documented culture of sexual harassment, and the unionization efforts seen at Activision, and how he believes the very concept of exclusives is due to go the way of the dinosaur. I don't know. Yeah, exclusives. I think just even playing God of War on the Steam Deck with Sony's library starting to open up a little bit. I also watched an unboxing video. There's these guys again on YouTube. I wish you could. This guy does this for a living, so he's a real sort of trendy dude. And they do these unboxing videos in the sort of big warehouse. There's nothing there, just a couple of desks, and it sort of goes to play a bit of a story, and his mate's sitting there playing Halo or something on this big Samsung wraparound 49 degrees display.
Yeah.
And he says, I've got a better display for you. Do you want it? Anyway, he unboxes this thing, and this thing is, I think it's 55 inches Samsung display. Curved massively, absolutely beautiful. And he has it sitting here right in front of him, you know, with the standard shape, the big curve around him. And all of a sudden, he just puts his hand on it, and slides the whole sand slides up, and he turns it so it's portrait, so the curve is right round almost over his head, and you can split, have like six individual output screens on it as if you have multiple screens. Fantastic piece of kit. But one of the things that were in it, he says, look, they have Xbox immediately, it's in there. It's an app there already. They're going straight for it. And they had Stadia in there as well. And I think there was another one. Built into the television. So you could do all of the Xbox game streaming directly from the TV from day one.
So, you know, the stand, is that
I wish I could.
Transferable between.
No, it's like almost like a hydraulic thing. So you can have it up the whole thing as portrait, or you can have it as landscape. Just fantastic. God knows how much it cost. But that installation of the apps in the TVs, I mean, that's going to do away with consoles. As people's internet speeds go up, there's going to be less and less need for hardware as internet speeds get more stable and better and better and better. Because we're already seeing, like Greg and Kim and Phil and lots of guys will do game streaming to test those Xbox freebie games out.
Do you think we'll go back to the old? Do you remember the old televisions when they had those, you know, the real big box televisions, and they had those? What were they called? Like the big.
I was the remote control.
What was they at the back? The big tubes. That was
CRT tube. CRT TVs. Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll start to? Because obviously, with all of this kit going into television,
vinyl records. You mean?
It's got to fill out. It's got to get bigger though. A television has. They can't stick to the same dimensions that they're selling.
If you watch Aliens, you've got all the TVs. They're all little CRT tubes in there. Even in the Matrix, all of those TVs are CRT TVs in the multiple rooms and stuff that they have. So you could be onto a thing here. You should maybe invest in CRT. I tell you what, they're like for retro guys like, you know, Richard Webster and stuff like that. There, thank you. Sorry, distracted by the naughty people in the chat. Good CRTs for retro gamers now, and people that are restoring actual upright cabinets, arcade cabinets. They're like hen's teeth. They're very, very rare. And actually, the value of them are going up. Nice, because retro gamers want the old CRTs because it looks so much nicer. Blah, blah, blah. V-Sync and all that. Richard Webster would tell you about it for hours and hours and hours on end. He would. He would go on. Like, you would chew your leg off just to get away. So, anyway. So, yeah, I think the TV app is going to be the future of that sort of stuff. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah. So as I said, we do have some new releases this week. Would you like to work your way through those new releases for me, Pete?
Yeah, no problem. So we've got Immortality, which is on the Xbox Series X and S, PC, iOS and Android. and that's out on August the 30th. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So as I mentioned it earlier, but there's a Cowabunga collection, which is on the new Xboxes, the PS5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, and that's out on the 30th of August. Tinykin, which is out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on August the 30th. Ooblets, I hope I pronounced it right, and that's out on both the new Xboxes, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on September 1st. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the All-Star Battle R, whatever that is, and that's out on pretty much everything on September 2nd. Lego Brawls. What's that? That sounds all right. Is it like
get your block off?
Is it the gang? What was that gang thing with the like the plasticine people fighting all over the place? Is that what that is? Yeah, like Lego people fighting. Anyway,
maybe.
Lego Brawls on September 2nd on every single platform. Made in Abyss. That's Binary Star Falling into Darkness, and that's on PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on September the 2nd. And whether to buy this or not, I don't know. It's 65 quid, though. It says on PlayStation 5, Last of Us Part 1 out on September the 2nd. I really want to play this series again. This. Oh, man, I love this story. It's an amazing story. I don't know if to buy it again. I'm in two minds. I don't know. You've not played two, have you, Robin?
What?
Last of Us.
Oh, yeah, not all of it, no. And I haven't watched it on video. And you're talking about buying the remastered version? Is this what you're talking about?
It's a remastered version. I don't know, man. This game really, like, I don't know, it speaks to me, this game. It's
okay,
deep.
But within this new remastered version, does it have extra content, or is it just better, it's better clothes and better features and stuff like that there?
Yeah, it's going to have a better look to it and probably more enemies and, yeah, I don't flipping know. They're never going to release, I don't think they'll release a Last of Us Part 3 on this generation. I think it's not even spoke about, is it, at the minute? I don't know. It's going to be years before the next one comes out. So they're obviously trying to drag this out as much as they can.
Do you know what? If you like it, go and get it. Do you know?
Yeah.
What the hell? Hey, now, we're going to wrap up the show very quickly because you're becoming echoed. You're getting an echo or something. I don't know why.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Anyway. Playdate nights, Wednesday, Halo, UK time, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. That's a good old following. Greg and his fans are there. They play Halo on Wednesday evenings. And PUBG nights on Friday evening, 9 o'clock. And if you see me on racing, please join in. Come and join. PUBG nights are at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Okay. That's an hour, Pete. That wasn't that slow. So, please, give us an email here. podcast@ocpod.com. We'll read your email out. We really will, unless you're 12 and immature. And, well, you're probably more mature than us. Tweet us at @OC_podcast. The Facebook group is fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review. Say anything you want. You know, it's class. And I just want to say again, Phil, I hope you're feeling really, really better soon. Cindy and Greg, big, big hugs. Kim, go shoot something. Go outside and shoot. Like varmints, and then go and feed the critters. And then what you should do is like jump on your dad's lawnmower and go and cut a stripe in the middle of a field of corn or make crop circles. That's what Kim should do. And then we can all find out about it. Pete, is there anybody you want to say hi and goodbye to?
Yeah, sorry. And I know I'm echoing for the feed, but for our call, I think we'll be fine to probably put that recording on. I'm going to shout out my Uncle Trevor because it's his birthday tomorrow. He's 81. I'm going to shout out Mike and Tara. It's their anniversary. I think is that tomorrow? Or is it today? Anyway, it's their wedding anniversary.
That's why they're in Paris. Okay.
Happy yeah, that's why they're in Paris for the wedding anniversary. And I'm also going to shout out, everybody knows him as Stratham, Carl.
Good lad.
Band of Gamers.
Yeah.
I listened to that. I didn't realise that their gaming podcast has come to a close. A Band of Gamers. I listened to the last episode. I was catching up with various podcasts, and yeah, the Band of Gamers, they've finished up. They've closed. They had their last episode several months ago now, and yeah, it gave me a little bit of a shout out as well at the end. And it was quite funny actually that their episode was distorting a little bit. They sounded a bit like a spectrum towards the end. It was almost like they was fizzling out of time, and it was quite fitting actually to the episode. And it was really, really cool. So shout out to Shane, Joel, and Carl. They've done cracking on that podcast.
Yeah, I think it was brilliant. It was a nice mix. It was a nice mix of music and games. I haven't listened to lots, but I listened to quite a few of them. Okay, I'm going to chat with guys in the chat. We've had Kim in there. We had Greg in there driving. Drive safely. Alto, another TV viewer. Commander Root, of course, that's bot. Dan, absolutely champion man, Dan. Thank you. Janelle Martin has been there as well. Orthoduk, playing skills, stoic silence. Thanks for joining in. And YTB MVP Danny has been in there. So hopefully nobody was naughty in there, but... yeah, so thank you very, very much for listening tonight. The audio version of this show will be available at some stage tomorrow, and you'll be able to watch this on YouTube and Twitch again in the future too. So thank you very, very much. Thanks for Thanks very, very much for listening. Sorry about the echo towards the end. And we'll catch you all next week. So
see ya.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.